You're listening to Morning Edition on NHPR. Later today, six Republican presidential hopefuls will be taking part in an education summit at Londonderry High School. That summit's being put on by American Federation for Children. It's a conservative school choice advocacy group. To help us sort out where the candidates stand on K through 12 education policy, we're joined now by Lauren Camera, a reporter for Education Week. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on, Lauren. Of the six Republicans taking part in the summit today, five are current or former governors. They've all backed school choice through charter schools and vouchers. So how do they make themselves stand out from one another?
Yeah, I think you're right. The key is really going to be how these candidates are able to distinguish themselves. But I do think that each has a unique thread to pull from in their experience. Jeb Bush, for example, he really does have the longest education record of them all. While governor in Florida, he's implemented a new accountability system using AF letter grades. It's something that a lot of states followed him on. He also established a new series of standardized tests. He instituted a new voucher program. Then you have a candidate like Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, who's really best known for turning Wisconsin into a right-to-work state. So in addition to things like rolling back bargaining rights of teachers, he's also been able to lead the state in ditching teacher tenure, instituting a new teacher compensation system that pays teachers based on performance. And then, of course, we have Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, who recently got in some hot water with teachers when he said teachers unions deserve a punch in the face and are destructive. So overall, he's tried to weaken teacher tenure in his state, make it a little harder to obtain. He's also attracted a lot of tension with efforts to turn around the Newark system, which has proven incredibly difficult.
At today's forum, Lauren, are we expected to hear a lot more about the Common Core?
Yes, I would absolutely expect Common Core to be a highlight of this forum. You sort of have Bush and Kasich on an island of their own, really being the only two Republican candidates who have dug in their heels in support of the standards. I think you see them shifting their talking points a little bit to be less about the Common Core and more about just high standards and being in support of high standards. But Bush in particular has taken a lot of flack from his Republican contenders for staying in support of the standards, whereas the rest of the field has really fiercely opposing them.
What are we hearing from the Democratic candidates on education?
Sure. Well, right now, the Democratic candidates are really focusing a lot on higher ed, but on K-12, they have some things to say as well. Clinton, I would say, like Bush, sort of has this long education resume that actually started in her 20s when she worked for what is now the Children's Defense Fund. She's also helped, during the Clinton administration, she helped to push early Head Start programs for foster children, and she is really a big proponent of early pre-K. That's one of her biggest stances. Bernie Sanders is a really interesting case on K-12. He's, as you know, a self-described socialist. He's been an outspoken critic of much of the Obama administration's K-12 agenda, particularly its sort of signature competitive grants like Race to the Top, which, you know, he really argues that they shortchange rural schools without sophisticated grant writers. So that will be really interesting to watch him on K-12.
Lauren Camera is a reporter for Education Week covering federal education policy. Lauren, thanks so much for the time.
Anytime. Thanks.